I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. Singer-songwriter Rokia Traoré is the daughter of a diplomat. She was born in Mali, West Africa, and she grew up in Europe, America, and the Middle East. She's absorbed the cultures of many of the places she's lived. Still, though, she's produced three albums rooted in the traditions of West Africa. Now, for her fourth album, she's decided to add a new element, the classic sound of the all-American Gretsch electric guitar. Dunia isogoma chamani fajiri bena tele fitere bena kanu donkacho o donkacho donuluma bunya gonfe fene. Rokia Traoré spoke with The World's Marco Werman about her new album called Chamanche.
You're now leading what one British newspaper described as a guitar band. Is that fair?
Yeah, because I wanted to come back to the guitar, which is my first instrument. And it's true that this album has been built around the guitar, and even if there's ngoni, which is a kind of lute. But I didn't want to work with just my acoustic guitar as I used to before. I wanted an electric guitar, but which kind of electric guitar?
Well, I was going to say, for some of our listeners, they may think that we're engaging in product placement here, but the Gretsch actually has been endorsed by numerous musicians over the years, starting in the 50s by Chet Atkins and then Duane Eddy and George Harrison. They love that signature twang. Why specifically the Gretsch for Chamanche? What did you like about it?
Because of the sound. I didn't want an electric sound too much violent, you know.
Too violent.
I wanted something electric but sweet in the same time. Electric but not aggressive in the same time. But the day I tried it, the Gretsch guitar, I knew very quickly that was the sound I was looking for. And it was very close to me, actually, because I loved really all these musics from middle 50s to 70s, you know, the rockabilly and everything. So, yes, that was a very natural choice.
Well, it really pops quite audibly on your cover of Billie Holiday's The Man I Love. Let's have a listen to that.
Someday he'll come along, the man I love, and he'll be big and strong, the man I love. And when he comes my way, I'll do my best to make him stay.
Rokia Traoré, let's talk about this cover of Billie Holiday's The Man I Love that you perform on Chamanche. What do you like about Billie Holiday and this song in particular?
Billie Holiday, what I like is the singer, what I like is the woman and her very uncommon life, you know. When I'm listening to Billie Holiday, I just think about how can she sing with so much emotion, with so much, we say, sincerité in French, you know. When you listen
to her,
kind of
an honesty.
Yes, honesty, actually. Thank you. When you listen to her, it's like she's speaking to me.
Maybe he'll come someday, one day. Maybe Monday, maybe still, I'm sure that he'll come someday. Maybe Tuesday will be my good news day.
Artistically, it's clear you're on a sort of exploration with Chamanche, but interestingly, you don't shy away from the bitter social and political realities in Africa today. You take a song like Tunka, for example. So you're commenting as well.
Yes, I think today I'm 33 and I'm more concerned by what is happening in my country, in my continent. I have this conviction today that I can do something as each African can do something. I think that it's not enough to say that African leaders have to do that or not to do that, or to say European have to do this or that to Africa. The question is, what can I do for my continent and my country? And I'm sure that I can do something.
And when we hear a song like Tunka, what are we hearing of your beliefs about Africa? What are you saying?
What I'm saying in Tunga is that migration can't be a solution for Africa.
It cannot be a solution.
It cannot be. Since years and years, we've been leaving the continent because it's hard, it's complicated. Since the independence, people are leaving and trying to stay in Europe or in America, or, you know, that's complicated, especially in Europe today, because I live in Europe and I'm European too.
As you say, you're also European. You're married to a Frenchman. You've had a baby boy just over a year ago. Congratulations on that. But I'm wondering if it's frustrating for you trying to come up with these solutions, living in the North, living in Europe, and trying to somehow project those solutions onto Africa.
I went back to Mali. I live in Bamako now, so I mean between Bamako and Paris. And I started projects in Mali. I'm trying to create a foundation and two or three businesses and try to make a living there.
Rokia Traore, her latest recording is called Chamanche. She's currently touring the United States. Very good to speak with you always.
Thank you, Marco.
And music by Rokia Traore concludes our program today. The singer tours the United States next month. In fact, you can find tour dates and album information at our website, theworld.org. Our Boston team includes Stephen Snyder and Mary Lou Ward. In London are Alex Collins, Matthew XL, and Emma Lederson. The World's engineers are Ray Fallon, Robin Moore, Robert O'Connell, and Mike Wilkins. And we get web and tech support from Malcolm Harvey, Catherine Murphy, Michael Rass, Clark Boyd, and Andrea Rule. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH, I'm Lisa Mullins. Thanks for listening.
The World's Global Hit podcast is brought to you by Medtronic, now recruiting runners benefiting from medical technology to participate in Medtronic Twin Cities Marathon events. Application available at medtronic.com/globalheroes.